The Grease Man here, 7.5 after 10. Well, all right, one quick phone call. And then I got to go. Then I got to get out of here. I got packing to do. I got packing to do. No, Ned Beatty, you can relax. I'm talking about my suitcases and stuff. Okay, here we go. Hello.
I wonder why you always rank on Waldorf.
Waldorf.
What's wrong with Waldorf?
Ain't nothing wrong with Waldorf. You come from Waldorf?
I live right outside of there, and I always hear you rank on them.
Well, what's the matter? But what do you do for a living?
Well, I used to be an elevator mechanic until I had a little plane crash.
And now what do you do?
I lay in bed a little bit.
How'd you have a plane crash?
I was flying too slow, and it just, like, kind of dropped out of the air, you know?
What they call in airline terminology, a stall.
Yes, a stall. That is exactly what it was. Pilot error.
Were you flying by yourself?
I sure was. Thank God. I wouldn't want to hurt nobody else.
Anybody else? See, that's
anybody
one. Of, that's a another Waldorf symptom there. How did you happen to be flying too slowly? Didn't you have an instructor with you many times before you soloed?
Yes, I did.
And then how did you happen to get to stalling speed?
Well, I was flying around an object, and I kind of, like, slowed down because I wanted to see it a little better.
Ah, so there we have a man that violated his normal procedure. Instead of looking at your engine speed and RPMs,
yes,
you were looking at this object.
This object.
What was this object?
This object was couple of fine-looking honeys sitting next to a pool last
summer. You just typify the Waldorf attitude. You wreck an aeroplane looking at two women on the ground, for crying out. How high were you? I mean, were you making an approach to an airport?
No, I was not.
You were not either. So you mean to see two women on the ground, if you're flying normally, you got to be at least 1,500 feet off the ground. You must have been a few just, you unbelievable. You Waldorfian, you.
That's true. This is true.
All right. Now you know. Now you know. And now you...
Now what you have against Waldorf, right?
Exactly. I mean, you typify the Waldorf spirit. Did you plow into someone's home?
I crashed into a field
in the
middle of nowhere.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hurt anybody else, at least.
Anybody! Anybody.
I'm in the hospital for this. I wouldn't want to hurt anybody else. But
I said anybody. Can't you get this right? You wouldn't want to hurt anybody else. You unbelievably dead shoes. Maybe I can knock some big into your head. You fly a plane at 2 feet on the ground. Looking at women, you crash a plane. You don't have good grammar. And you wonder why you're talking about Waldorf. Jesus. You're getting my bowels in an uproar here, buddy. Thank God it's time for blessed relief.
La, 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 la.
Put a fork in me, mama, because I am done. Headed for the sun. Waka, 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 hoona. Niggy, 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 homie, wa. Hooka, 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 hoo, cheepa. Waka, 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 hoonila. Niggy, 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 homa. Riggy, diggy, diggy, booly, ma. Young Dave Brown, who's up next with the new Firm LP, by the way, will be on next week, and he will have some of the best stuff all week long. It'll be like one big Dial-A-Bit Monday. So there will be action, there will be excitement, there will be rock and roll. On DC 101. Is that it? Let me see. You got my suitcases? All right, let me check the weather out here. Oh, this is cold. Oh, my day. Oh, that's cold. Oh. Yeah, but fortunately, I shan't have to endure it much longer. So we'll get together in a week. Well, tonight, and then a week from tonight, and then the next Monday. So you take care, even to Reggie, and as we used to say, back in old Mexico City, AMF.